Blog Talk Radio.
My. But I told the storm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Top of the morning, my brothers and sisters. Top of the morning. Top of the morning. We here gathered again together. On one occasion, on one accord, to lift his name up. Because you know if his name be lifted up, he would draw all men into me. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in this. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his holy name. We're here today, once again, my brothers and sisters, just to worship God, to worship him, to be full of the Spirit, to be full of the Spirit. My. I'm happy this morning because I read something that had me on fire this morning. I read something that had me on fire this morning. Who I got with me, Brother Nutty, is that you?
Yes, sir. That be me. Yes, sir.
Top of the morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Top of the morning, my brother.
Good morning.
I read
good morning.
That had me hippopotamus happy this morning, Brother Nutty.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me, Charlie.
It had you.
Talk to me. Morning.
My.
Hey, when you read it, what you read it with? Because he opened them up this morning so you can read. He opened your eyes this morning.
Oh,
he'll awaken
yeah,
you this
you
morning.
Your hey, you open your eyes.
Yes,
this morning, I want to talk a little bit about, I ain't going to be long this morning, Brother Nutty. I want to talk a little bit about to be full of the Spirit. To be full of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit put something on me this morning. He shook me this morning, Brother Nutty.
Uh-huh.
He told me about 5 this morning, man. It's probably about 5, a little bit after 5 a.m. this morning. And he said, go over to Luke 4. Go over to Luke 4. And read that this morning. And it's just simply, the Lord full of the Spirit. The Lord doing ministry in his own town. And people around didn't believe that the prophet is no good in his own hometown, Brother Matty. People around him. My.
Yes, sir. Talk to me.
My. To be full of the Spirit. I can go out on a limb and say, Brother Nutty, I want to be full of the Spirit. I want God to fill me up with his Spirit. I want God to use me for whatever it is you want to use me for, Brother Nutty. Even though the people around me and the people that I encounter on a day-to-day basis may not want to hear that from me, Nutty, or may not want to hear what I got to say. Oh, they may know where I come from, Brother Nutty, or they may know my background and say, oh, man, didn't he used to do this or didn't he used to do that? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
hey, Randy, they may do that, but ain't somewhere in the Bible they say, who would that sin cast the first stone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Prayer, too. That's how you change.
My. Lord, help us. My God. Fill me to be full of the Spirit, my brother. Full of the Spirit. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, just thank you again for another day. Thank you for the platform, Lord. Thank you that you saw fit to bring us all together on one occasion, on one accord, to lift your name up. Because we know if your name be lifted up, you will draw all men and women to be. Lord, I'm claiming victory over every situation right now, every circumstance. Lord, I'm claiming that you be in the midst right now. Lord, I'm claiming and I'm professing your name right now Lord, use us in the mighty way to speak the word of God boldly this morning. Lord, let it flow off our tongue like the rivers of living water. Lord, the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth shall be acceptable in thy sight right now, Lord. I'm asking and I'm praying that you use me in the mighty way, Lord, to proclaim the good news of the gospel, to lead your people the right way, Lord, to have your way in this circle on this prayer call. Touch every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. Renew their minds, their body, their spirit, Lord. Help them to accept your word that as we eat it on a day-to-day basis. Lord, you said, read to find yourself approved. You said you took your word and ate it. So we just thank you for your promises, Lord. We thank you for your word. You said if we humble ourselves and drop our cross and follow you, you will heal the land, Lord. You said if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, the door shall be open. If we knock, we shall find it, Lord. So we just thank you, Father God, for having your way. Right now, on God's plan, Lord, we ask that you be in the midst. Be in the midst, be in the midst. If you had 1,000 times, we couldn't thank you enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God, my brother.
Amen.
I'm going over to Luke 4 this morning. I won't be long. I'm going to be short and sweet. I'm going over to Luke 4 this morning. Luke chapter 4. I'm going to start at 1. Luke chapter 4 and 1. My.
I'm listening to you right now. I don't have a Bible, so.
Okay. Yeah, just ride with me. I got enough room in the car for you.
All right.
I got enough room in the car for you, my brother. First, we start off. If you have a read over in this scriptorial area over here in Luke 4, it started off with Jesus being tempted, being tested in the wilderness. It said we don't serve a God that hasn't been tested or tempted in every aspect of everything that has been done. He ain't never, we don't experience nothing that he has not already experienced, brother. Now, you all help me, Holy Spirit. He's been tested and tempted in every way. My God, listen to what it reads like. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. It says, listen to how I start off. Remember I said to be full of the Spirit, right?
Yep.
Full of the Spirit. Listen to what it start off like. And Luke chapter 1, verse 1. I mean, chapter 4, verse 1. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. It says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it read like. Listen what it read like, Nutty. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Oh, help me. He's full of the Spirit and being led by the Spirit right here, Brother Nutty. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what it reads like. He's full of the Spirit and been led by the Spirit. I'm going to say that one more time. He's full of the Holy Spirit, and he was led by the Spirit. So the word, listen, I'm going to say it one more time. Jesus, full of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, and led. It said, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days, he was tempted by the devil. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My. For 40 days, he was tempted by the devil. Listen what it reads like. Buddy. He ate nothing during those days. And at the end of them, he was hungry. He was hungry. It said, the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live off bread alone, Brother Nutty. Man shall not live on bread alone. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and slander. It has been given to me. I will give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, The devil thought he had him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The devil thought he had him, Brother Nutty. He said, I will give you all the authority in the slander. He said, it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. If you worship me, I will give it to you. And he don't know that. The Lord already got it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knew it, but he's coming with his schemes now, Brother Nutty. He's coming in with the schemes.
He's trying to trick him.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me with this. It says, Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Oh, my God. Listen to what that says. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. It says, if you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To guard you and carefully. It said, to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your feet against the stone. My God. Even the devil knows. Brother Matt, even the devil knows what the Lord is capable of doing. Listen, he says,
Hey, ran there. When the devil was the top angel, at one time, right? So
oh,
you know
yeah.
he
oh,
knows.
Yeah.
So he
oh,
know he
yeah.
know.
Oh,
he know
yeah.
he know.
Oh,
yeah. He know
oh,
better
yeah.
than any of them.
Listen what happened, Brother Matt. Listen what Jesus said. Jesus answered, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Oh, my God. See, he tried to come in at certain times. He mixed things up and stir things up and have things looking as though they're not. Oh, I'm here to testify to somebody that he can come in and twist things up, throw a monkey wrench in the game is what they call it, Brother Nutty. How are you looking at somebody else like, oh, you did this and you said that, but in actuality, that wasn't even the case, my brother. My. Listen what it read like. I'm getting down to where I was at, though, right here in 14. Listen what it read like. Jesus returned to Galilee and the power of the Spirit. Oh, here it go again, brother. Jesus returned to Galilee and the power of the Spirit and news about him spread it throughout the whole countryside. Mm-hmm. He was teaching in the synagogue. And everyone praised him, Brother Nutty. Everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, where he was born at, where he was raised up at. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as was his custom. He stood up to read, Brother Nutty. He stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. Listen to what he said, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit, my brother. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, oh, my God, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. I'm going to say that one more time. It's written in red here, Brother Nutty. Oh, it's the Lord. He say, listen to what he said. He said, a scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written. It is written, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has appointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. My God. My God, I want to be filled. I want to be full of that Spirit right there, Brother Nutty. I want to be full of that Spirit. Listen to what it says. Then he rose up the stroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The eyes of everyone in the side guy was fastened on him. Oh, they was glued to the Lord. Oh, they was looking at him, Brother Nutty. He begun by saying to them, today, it's written in red, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. The scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the glorious, the gracious word that came from his lips, Brother Nutty. All spoke well of him and was amazed at the gracious word that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? Isn't this Joseph's son, they asked. Jesus said to them, surely you will quote the proverb to me. Physicians, heal yourself. You will tell me, do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. It says, truly I tell you, he continued. Listen to what he said. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, many of them, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land, yet Elijah was not sent to any of them. He wasn't sent to none of the people around him, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sodom. They sent him all the way over there, and there were many in Israel with leprosy at that time. In the time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. My.
What verse you at there right there, right, Randy? What you at right there? Trying to catch up with you.
I'm at 28 now. I'm at 28 now. It says, listen, what it read like. All the people in the Sidon were fierce when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the bow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. My. No prophet. It says no prophet. They want to throw him off the cliff. But listen, but what happened, Brother Nutty? But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. My. Listen, watch this. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the steadfast he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to be full of the Spirit. Listen, in the side guy, there was a man possessed by a demon. Oh, help me, Lord. And an impure spirit. In the side guy, there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, go away. What do you want with us? Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, even the demon knew who he was, Brother Nutty. Even the demon knew who he was. Listen to what it says. Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Oh, help me. Listen what Jesus said. Be quiet, Jesus said. Come on.
And Jesus rebuked him.
Come out of here. Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Said all the people were amazed and said to each other, what words these are? What authority and power he gives orders to impure spirits. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they come out. Oh, help me, God. It says, and the news about him spread it throughout the surrounding area. My.
And a fame.
Yes, no, brother Nutty. He was still full of fear after driving out demons and after driving out demons. Listen what he did. Listen what he did next. Jesus left the Sidon and went to the home of Solomon. It says, now Solomon's mom-in-law was suffering a high fever. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, brother. Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's some things you can do when you full of the Spirit, brother Nutty. When you full of it, it's some things you can do. It's some work you can do out here, my brother. Listen to what he's saying. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. She got up.
Hey, Randy, let me read that in the King James, Randy. Let me read that.
Come on, brother.
It says, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and she immediately arose in the ministry unto them. I mean, as soon as he left her, she was up. She was up and feeling good, Randy. She was feeling good. The Spirit had to help her. The Holy Spirit had got in her.
Oh, yes. Won't he do it?
He'll do it. Go to sleep feeling bad this morning. I just pray the body will wake up. I'm with you this morning. I'm driving, but I'm with you.
I got to read that one more time, brother Nutty. Jesus left the Sidon and went to the home of Simon. It said now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he bent over her and rebuked. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He rebuked the fever, brother Nutty, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sicknesses. Oh, they were bringing them to Jesus. And laying hands on, listen to what you can do if you're full of the Spirit, brother, and I truly believe it. And laying his hands on each of one of them, he healed them, brother Nutty. He healed them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, you are the Son of God. Hey, many demons came out of people shouting, you are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because they knew he was the Messiah. They knew he was the Messiah. Listen to what it says. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and he went there. And when they came to him where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he kept on preaching in the Sidon of Judah, brother Nutty. He said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other people, to the other town, because this is why I was sent. My.
He preached in the Sidon of Galilee.
He did some ministering work here in Luke chapter 4, because he did some things. He was full of the Spirit, brother Nutty, and he cast out demons, and he healed the sick, and he healed leprosy, and he made the blind see again, and he made the lame people walk, and he did some things, and I go back up to 18 when he got the scroll of Isaiah the prophet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He got the scroll of Isaiah the prophet, and he said to the people, listen to what he said. He proclaimed God in front of all the people, Brother Nutty. He proclaimed God in front of everybody. And he stood up, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. My God. My God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My God. And then he went on doing ministry, Brother Nutty. He went on doing what he was sent to do. He went on doing laying hands on people and rebuking. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, rebuking things and casting out demons. And they knew who he was when the demons come out the body, Brother Nutty. They called him the Son of God.
Yes,
and that's why I'm so excited this morning, my brother.
Hey, Ren, that was verse 1. Hey, that was 41 when they said, it said, and the devil also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak. That means he tell them they cannot speak. So they knew that it was he was Christ. They knew it was Christ. Yes, sir.
My God.
Hey, Randy, we got a couple of hands up. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to open one of them up here.
Come on, bring them in. I'm done. May God be in blessings of his word. I'm done.
706-76-37. 706-76-37. Your mic,
Hope. Good morning, everybody. This is Sunshine. Everybody's well. Hey, how are you? I just got a question for you, Randy. What version are you reading out of? Are you reading out of the English Standard Version?
No, I read out the New International Version, NIV.
The New
and
okay. NIV. But I was following you, and I do the King James, and I was like, wait a minute, let me see which one he's on. But I got your message.
Yes.
I did get your message.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm about the NIV Version, Mama. I'm about the NIV
Version. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, I
was just wondering.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. We heard. Bro, D, you open. Bubba, Debo, you open.
I hear you, brother. Brother D running late this morning, but I'm here. Here I go again. I tell you guys all the time, something should catch you and hang on to you.
I've been on
come
since
on,
8 o'clock God. This morning.
And I got in late, but I heard him say that I must proclaim the good news of the gospel.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all I need to hear right there. I missed everything else, but I heard that. I hadn't heard enough. He said, I must proclaim the good news of the gospel.
Yeah.
Now, this is what he said, Brother Randy. He didn't say, I must proclaim the gospel. He didn't say, I must proclaim the news. He said, I must proclaim the good news. Every day, word is read, some should stick with you. The good news.
Yes, Lord.
And I stopped by to let my sisters and brothers know, oh, it's good. It's true.
Oh,
it's good news. It's good news to know Jesus for yourself.
Yes, it is.
To know that you know that you know it. Good news.
You know what, Brother G? But Luke 4 was on me heavy this morning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Can I just mention something that you said? You said, let me repeat it about 3 or 4 times, that he lived and walked in the Spirit for 40 days.
Yeah.
The thing is, it takes that anointing that God was covering Jesus. It takes that anointing to help you defeat the devil. Because, see, God knew he was going to defeat the devil, and the devil knew exactly who Jesus was, but he was going to tempt him anyway. Jesus was the Son of God, but the thing is, I think what he failed to realize not only was he the Son of God, but he was God himself.
Himself.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
But see, you know what, see, if you think, you know, when you think of what you're saying now, if you go back to the fourth chapter of the book of Matthew, you'll see what he says, if thou be the Son of God. See, he, like you just said, he knew he was the Son of God, but I got to try my mess anyway. He said, if thou be the Son of God. He said, command these stones to be made bread.
Yes,
if thou be the Son of God. He said, that's
Watch this. I got something for y'all.
Yes, good news.
Many times in our life.
Hey.
Let you know when he was in the wilderness, God still had him. God still had him, Randy.
My.
He was still in charge. He was leading him. Showing him the way, which he is one.
I want to read something out the study manual I got here, man, about. Because, you know, like Brother D say, something got to stick with you out the whole sermon. And, you know, something is sticking with me right here in 18, man, in 18 right here. And I want to just see what the study Bible said about it. In 17, it said, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. This is sticking with me, Brother D, if you're still with me. Yeah,
yes,
my brother. The scroll of the prophet of Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord is on
me
because he has anointed me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen, what I just want to see what it says in the study manual about this, if I can, my brother.
I just want
to read, because that just sticking with me right there. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Mama, is he still there? Because he has anointed me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He has anointed me. Listen what it read like in the study manual right here. It says, Jesus was quoting from Isaiah 61, chapter 1 and 2. Isaiah pictures the deliverance of Israel from exile in Babylon. As a year of jubilee, all debts are canceled, all slaves are freed, and all the property is returned to the original owners. It says, but the release from Babylon exile had not brought the expected fulfillment. They were still at conquest and oppressed people. So Isaiah must have been referring to a future, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, future age. It says Jesus boldly announced, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus was proclaiming himself as the one who would bring the good news to pass. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it reads like. Jesus was proclaiming himself as the one who would bring the good news to pass. But he would do so in a way that the people were not yet able to grasp. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They wasn't ready for it yet, Mama. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I hear you.
They weren't ready for it yet. He would do it in a way that the people were not yet able to grasp. They weren't able to accept it yet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm done. I may God be in the blessing of the world. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. At this time, if anyone else want to say something, hit the one button, and Bro Randy say he got something to do today. He's going to be short. Anybody else have anything else to speak? Hit the one button. We'll open you up and let you say. If you just want to say thank you, amen. Wave your hand, whatever.
I just heard everything I heard.
Hold on. We got a hand up. Hold on. 585-8803 open.
Good morning, guys. This is Emily's mom.
Good morning.
Hey, Mama. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm driving to work, and I'm excited because I got to listen to your show.
Yes, Lord.
I wanted to say hi to Sunshine. I haven't heard her voice in a long time from another show that I used to jump on and listen. And I just wanted to say I love that message, and I wrote it down so when I get to work I can read over it some more. And
yeah.
I just wanted to say real quick that, you know, my daughter had been praying for her and her daddy, and she went with her dad yesterday on the other side of Florida to take some furniture for our RV and spent the day. And now today her and my little boy and her boyfriend are going fishing, and I'm going to work so they could take the day off. And God is good, because I've just encouraged her to pray for her relationship for her daddy. And
yeah.
Just bring everything to prayer, and I just wanted to thank everyone for their prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Amen. 313-1579, your mic open.
Oh, I just wanted to say good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all got me, like my pastor say, hippopotamus happy just to hear the sermon this morning, Luke 4, it blessed my spirit, because I remember when I went to Pastor Kenneth Copeland's little convention that he had here in Michigan. And I was so happy to go hear from him, because my mother used to go to his conventions all the time, and she's sick now, so she's not able. But it was a blessing for me to go, because when I went, that's exactly what he spoke about. Speaking to demons. He's like, you know, when you're in prayer, everything has a name. Demons, they have names. And you speak exactly to them and let them know you know exactly who they are, and you coming in the name of Jesus. You have to speak to them. That's just like mountains. Speak to the mountains and tell the mountains to be moved. So he just blessed my spirit this morning and fed me this morning to hear that sermon. So, I don't even have another word to say for it. I wanted to say it was awesome, but it was way beyond more than that for me, because it was something that I was dealing with in my family. And sometimes we go through things mentally, and we just have to speak to it and tell it to be moved, and we come in the name of Jesus, because we were made in his image and his likeness, and we are his children.
Yes.
So God has given us authority through his word.
Yes.
And just like Jesus told the demon, get out of that man. And he was casting demons into pigs, and it was running out into the sea, drowning themselves. We can tell mountains to be moved. Whether it's on your marriage, anything on your marriage, on your kids, on your finances, you can speak to them demonic forces and tell them to be moved in the name of Jesus.
Because
the Bible says that demons have to tremble at the sound of his name.
Yes. My God. You fell off.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
On that 18th verse, and I'm reading it from the Messenger Bible. I have my King James too, but I'm reading it from the Messenger Bible. God's spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to the prisoners, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce that this is God's year to act.
Yeah.
And you know, that depends on how we look at that and how we want to read that. See, because every year is God's year to act in our lives.
Yes.
We just got to accept that. And see,
yes,
he said to set the prisoners free. And you know, it's a lot of us walking around in this world because Satan got us caught up in different things. And we want to get a loose, but we don't know how. And as I tell any and everybody, if you want to get away from what you're doing, if you want to stop this or stop that, get in the Word of God.
Amen.
And God will loose you. You got to not only get
Amen.
In it, but you got to believe what you're reading.
Amen.
Because it's by faith that people was healed. When people came to Jesus, or when Jesus, people came to his apostles, his disciples, I'm sorry, his disciples, they came in faith believing, when I do this, I'm going to be healed. The woman believed, even though she was on the ground crawling, if I could just taste just a tip, just a little taste of his garment, I will be healed.
Yes.
And her
Amen.
Faith is what healed her, her belief in
yes.
God. Her,
yes.
And that's
yes.
even with the ministers today. You can heal people if they believe in you. If you don't, if they don't believe in you, you can't heal them. That's why Jesus had to leave. He said, a prophet is without honor in his own home.
In his own
home.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, T? You know what, T?
Uh-huh.
It's funny you said that with that verse, because I truly believe within myself that she was healed if she hadn't touched him. I believe she was healed.
Yes.
Her belief was so strong. Look at what
so
she
strong.
Said. She mm-hmm. said, I believe. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, not him.
Yeah.
And him is at the bottom.
So all right.
I touched the very God. Least of him. She said,
uh-huh.
I truly believe I'll be made whole. So she's telling me she believed that she's going to be made whole through her belief, not through her touch. Mm. I believe she'll be made whole anyway. I believe she just had that much belief.
And see, that's how we overcome. We overcome by our faith in God. We believe. Well, you know what? Some people have to say you have to have that stupid faith. And it's the truth. You have that stupid faith. Ain't nobody going to tell you nothing but what you hear of the Word of God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But somebody said, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. See, you got
Amen.
To have faith so strong that can't nothing turn you around. Can't nothing turn you around.
Oh,
you hear me say all the time, I've been on this journey a little too long to turn around now.
All
40
right.
some odd years of walking. You know, I'm like Enoch, I done walked too long with it to turn
I'm
and walk
you.
A different
oh,
person
yes.
now. It's,
I'm with
my
you.
Brother,
my
and the words of my brother, Brother Tim, it's the best decision you ever made.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best decision you ever made is to walk with God. There's just no better way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
If anyone on there, we don't want to leave nobody out. If you need prayer, matter of fact, Randy, I read something on Facebook, and when you ready to pray for DJ Grant. He put up a post last night, man. And just pray for him and pray for. He asked to pray for him and pray for yourself as well. Whoever pray for him, he found out some news and he's going through something. Just pray for him. I read that. Pray for my aunt. Her neighbor has come down with the COVID and she was going back to get rechecked because she had been around them. Pray for her neighbor and everybody. Just pray for everybody, man. Everybody needs prayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife, come on and pray. Come on and pray for us, and then we can close it on out. We can close it on out. She's gonna come on and pray. Come on in and pray, baby.
Okay.
Somebody
okay.
got some background. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, sis.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. If we can just all bow our heads and surrender our hearts unto God. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, as humble as we know how, Lord God. Just thanking you, Father God, that you have blessed the ministers of God's plan show this morning, Lord God, to bring forth your word. Lord, you said in your word that your word is the bread of life and you desire for us to eat from it, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, for each person that has joined together in unity on the show this morning, Lord God. I just thank you for every head and every heart, Father God, that's surrendered unto you right now. Lord, we know, Father God, that it is you who made us and not we ourselves. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. So we enter your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, Father God, in our right mind, to get started on our way. Father God, for your love, your kindness, your grace that's sufficient, and your mercy, Father God.
Amen.
Lord, we pray today, Father God, that whatever anyone, Lord God, on this line right now is dealing with, Father God, we pray right now that you would stand in the midst, Father God, of all that concerns us, your people.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you sent your son, Jesus, to show us, Father God, what true love really was. You sent
yeah.
your only begotten son to go to the cross on our behalf because of our sinful ways, Father, and we thank you.
Yeah.
Lord, we know, Father God, that the enemy, he is a defeated foe. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall prosper in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And any tongue that rises up against your people shall be found in wrong in the name of Jesus. So we thank
Amen.
You right now. We pray, Lord God, that you will spiritually equip us, Father God, to continue to go out and do your work, to be vessels of you, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will continue to give us your armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes to walk in peace,
yes,
the
yes.
shield of faith, Father God, to quench every fiery dart of the enemy, but the sword, which is your word. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we are cutting off the head of demons right now with the sword, which is
yes.
your word. Lord, we thank you right now, Father God, that through the authority of your word, Lord God, that you have given us the victory, Father God, because you are the vindicator. You have given us the victory over every trial, tribulation, and circumstance, Father God, that we face right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Father God, that where there is unity, there is strength. You said in your word,
yes.
Father God, that when two or three touch and agree, dear God, that you will be in the midst. Bless your
yes.
name, God. So we just bless your name right now. We just thank you, Father God, that you have given us the opportunity to commune once again with you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will touch our children, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will anoint them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. You said in your
yeah.
word, Father God, that they shall be the head and not the tail, above only and never be beneath in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, and we pray a special word of protection over them right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you said in your word that you are our refuge, that you are our strength, Father God, that we find peace in you, that we find protection in you. You promised
yeah.
to be Jehovah Nisi on our behalf, a banner of protection, Lord God. So we
yeah.
thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying right now for every marriage, Lord God. We
yeah.
thank you right now, Father God, that you are standing in the midst, Father God, of all that concern our marriages in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue, Father God, to help us to stand in unity, that there will not
yeah.
be division or strife or anger or bitterness or malice, Lord God, but that you will break
yeah.
every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that it's anointing oil that destroys the yoke. So we
yeah.
are breaking every generational curse, Lord God, that's on our children, that's on our lineage, Lord God, that's on our families right now. In the name of Jesus, we break it right now and we bind
yeah.
it and we throw it back into the
yeah.
hell where it belongs. Lord, you said in
yeah.
your word, Father God, that everything that's bound on earth must be bound in heaven, and everything that's loosed on earth must be loosed in heaven in the name of Jesus. So right now, I loose favor over everyone on this line right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I loose prosperity over everyone on this line in the name of Jesus. I loose
yeah.
healing right now over everyone on this line in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you. We thank you right
thank
now.
You, Lord.
We
thank
bind
you,
everything
God.
That's not like you, Lord God, in
yeah.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord, bless your name right now. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name right now. Thank you, Father
yes.
God, for the restoration. Lord,
yes.
we thank you, Father God, that you are the potter and we are the clay, Lord God. You are molding
yes.
us into what
yes.
you want us to be. So we thank you right now. We bless
you.
You right now for your holiness,
you.
Father God. We bless you right now that you are God in our heads and our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, you
yeah.
said in the book of Luke that we should go out into the byways and the highways and to preach your word unto many that will hear in the name of Jesus. We are fishermen,
yeah.
Lord God. We are fishermen.
Yeah.
We are to go out and bring back souls into your kingdom. I pray that you will spiritually equip each person on this line to go out and do your work, to be confident
yeah.
in your word, to be confident
yeah.
in your truth, to not be ashamed
yeah.
of the gospel, but to walk in your
yeah.
word. Oh, we thank
Amen.
You right now. We give you all the glory. We pray, Lord God, that you would cleanse us of unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart right now in the name of Jesus. Make us clean. Wash us clean, Father God, of all unrighteousness, Lord God. Forgive us of our sins, Lord God. We repent of our sinful ways right now in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of our iniquities and our transgressions, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name right now. We give you all the glory.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise, henceforth and forevermore. We pray these things in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. My.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's
awesome,
come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision.
Thank you.
He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Worthy.
Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands.
Worthy.
As we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why
I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said,
he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's
me from the rain.